The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And hey, my good friend and cohort here, Mr. David Rector.
Good morning, David. Morning, everybody.
And we got a very special guest this morning, a good friend, known him a while, Mr. Matt Clinton, the city forester for the city of Rock Hill. But before we get into that, we got to get into our usual weather conversation.
So, I love it, yeah.
We've had a very nice 10 days, and they called for rain. We didn't get any. Now they're saying we need rain, but I'm not so sure about that. But it's supposed to, the next 5 days, what I saw this morning, still supposed to be in the 70s and 80s. So.
It's gorgeous day.
Next weekend's Easter, so we still get a little cold snap, either before or after. It happens every year. Let's just pray it doesn't get below 32 degrees.
Yeah.
But I had a little frost the other morning at 36. So.
Yeah, Thursday morning was pretty chilly. And
on the windshield, we didn't get on the ground. So.
Me and Steve were consulting this morning. I think we're good now. I think we've already made it, but Steve said, I don't know.
April 20th.
I'm always April 15th, but I think it's
we have had frosted snow on May the 8th before. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, now that happened a long time ago.
I'm not that old.
I am. It did.
I don't remember
that. Anyway, before we get into this with Mr. Matthew here, I want to ask our producer, Mr. Stone. WRHI and all the other stations, they've been running some special programming in the last 2 weeks, aimed primarily at small businesses. And the big one, Stephen, was the deal you had Thursday with the chamber and a whole bunch of other people involved. And I was going to listen to it and got tied up and missed the whole thing. So.
Well, that's okay, because you can go to our website, WRHI.com, and hear the small business forum that we had Thursday afternoon. And, of course, rebroadcasted Thursday evening at 7, which I'm sure you missed as well then. But take heart, my brother. You can go to WRHI.com. You'll hear it right there. Also, I believe the Chamber has it on their website, and our friends over at CN2 who are a part of that on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and 1103, I know that they've been rebroadcasting. So a multitude of places that you'll be able to hear that. Also, as far as special programming, I know how much you have missed your sports.
Big time.
Well, what we're going to do today at noon, this is the first week we're doing this, and we're going to do this every Saturday at noon. It's the high school football classic games, and today you are going to hear Chris Miller and Mo Bell take you back to 2015 and the infamous overtime Northwestern-South Point game. So that's going to kick things off here this afternoon at noon, okay? So you have some sports to look forward to on your Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Come on, Trojans.
That's right. And as a personal note, tonight the 300th episode of the Stone Man Dance Party at 7 o'clock, and that gets an encore play at 10 o'clock. So if you miss it between 7 and 10, it'll be back at 10 o'clock tonight into Sunday morning. So all kinds of stuff going on here at WRHI.
That's wonderful. And there's some additional programming coming the way Mr. Miller talked yesterday, but he didn't get any details. But listen to WRHI or the FM or the AM or WRHI.com. And like Stephen said, go on the website and all that good stuff's on there, and a lot of unique information too. Okay, so we're going to get...
Well, Steven's got that radio voice, man. I thought mine was pretty good, but...
I'm not trained for anything else, so...
Let's see, he's only been doing it probably about 40 years.
As long as we've been doing landscaping.
Yeah, I remember when he was here the first time, did the morning show, and I was his celebrity weatherman a couple
That's
of times.
That's right. That's right.
That was fun. We had a good time with that.
We even got the weather right.
We got it... Well, I won't go that far. I better shut up.
Jerry Peterson always said, and that's who you pinch it for, that somewhere in the world he's right every day.
That's right.
So it's the same with you.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
My thing was they called for 50% rain. I said, well, there's 50% chance it won't.
That's right. Safe bet.
Yeah, you'd either be positive or negative. It depends on whether you want the rain or not. But anyway, Okay, let's get down to business here. As I said, our special guest, Mr. Matt Clinton, city forester for the city of Rock Hill. And I know a little bit about the forester's position because I was a charter member of the Tree Commission in 1988 when they started it. And we hired Clark in June of 88, Clark Bevins. He was the first city forester. And I don't think anybody thought he'd be here as long as he was, but he was here a good little while. So when did you actually take over, Matt?
Oh, thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here today. It's going on 6 years now, 6 years this June.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem that long, but it's 6 years. Wow. Okay, so in the beginning, the forester position was part of the old property maintenance division, and I don't remember what year, but later they got into a budget crunch time, and they were scared to death council was going to take the position out because at the time it was pretty unique. No other city the size of Rock Hill had a full-time city forester. And it was like, why do we need that? But basically it was the tree commission and city forester were protection for city council so they didn't get hammered at public meetings and not know what they were talking about.
Yeah, Rock Hill is very progressive for its time.
Yeah. It never has really grown into a full-fledged department like some of the big cities, but it's done a good job. And in the beginning, Clark did a little bit of everything. I mean, he was really the only paid professional they had, and he reviewed landscape plans all the way down to right-of-way clearances. But anyway, they moved it into the utility department where it still sits today. So I guess primarily your number one thing is utility right-of-ways.
Well, you really can break the job into three main components, and utility right-of-ways does take the majority of it, and it is critical, obviously, to keep our power running. So we do manage contractors on a four-year contract to go through and trim out the lines, vegetation away from our lines. So we control it in various methods that way. But there's actually a couple other components I want to talk about, too, in this position. And a lot of that is education. It's something that I really enjoy here, and we do that through volunteer events and also our Arbor Day and Earth Day birthday events, which unfortunately just was canceled. But we'll have an even better one next year. And then the other thing to do is tree management. So all throughout the city, you would think street trees would be something a city forester would handle, and we do handle those on a contract. I'll go through about once every 5 years and look at all those. But there's also, we even handle things on private property through tree ordinances too. So, the city forester position kind of gets their hands in a lot of different areas.
Okay.
Well, there's perfect timing there.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the music, buddy.
Poor, it has a quick 7 minutes. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And as I said before, David and I have a special guest this morning, Mr. Matt Clinton, city forester of Rock Hill. And we were going on about the position and what your job responsibilities are. Anything you want to add before we venture on a little further, Mr. Matthew?
Let's move on.
Okay. let's talk a little bit about you, Dave. You were born and raised in York County.
I was, right, McConnell's, yep.
You went to Clemson.
Went to Clemson.
And you became an arborist, certified arborist.
That's correct, sir.
And see, I remember back in the day when there was one certified arborist in York County, John Holmes, and he ended up being the director of the horticulture program at Central Piedmont. So that was a long time ago. And now you got back. There's a bunch of you floating around now. Yeah, but anyway, you were working in Spartanburg or Greenville somewhere over there?
At Greenville for about 5 years.
And then you came to Rock Hill, and you were working down at Glen Can Garden when they did the, I won't call remodel, but the first cleaned it up a little bit because it had been ignored forever.
Right. Mm-hmm. And renovations and expansions.
I remember you kind of a one-man show there for a while. Yeah, and you had something going on that sent you some help. Other than that, you were there by yourself.
It was an interesting time.
And then when actually Clark's wife was part-time with the U.S. Forest Service, and she actually wrote all the manuals on fighting the forest fires out west.
Okay.
And when the kids went off to college, they had twins. Chad Williams, my brother, and they had twins 3 years in a row. So it's kind of a unique relationship there. But anyway,
something in the water.
Yeah, they had a mixed family. One kid went to Clemson, another one went to South Carolina. So yeah, I don't know how that ended, but when that happened, she decided to go full time, and they wanted to bring her up to D.C. So Clark bought out the last year or two on his retirement and moved. And you said you've talked to him.
I see him several times a year. He's
I
hadn't
seen him
well.
In a while, but he was having a ball last time I talked to him. But anyway, so you've been doing it 6 years now, and your office is over in the new, I still call it the new operation building, but I guess it's the only operation building now. So, and you're directly responsible with the tree commission and the Huckle Beautification Committee.
That's correct.
So now, you weren't here when I was on the tree commission.
No, that was before my time there.
You came in. I was on the Huckle committee. Did 31 years. That's a long time.
You put your time in, sir.
And then they kicked me off, and I said thank you. They changed the rules a little bit. Anyway, okay. Now we're gonna go ahead and jump into what I had for the second. Well, we're in the second segment. So I guess we're not gonna jump into it. Or you
already
right
there, buddy.
Just very briefly, could you explain to even me what exactly urban forestry is?
That's a good question. It's really a management plan. Think of it that way. But obviously, in the urban setting, therefore the name. But it really how it differs from traditional forestry. I would probably put the goals are very much different. So though it can have some financial benefit through economic impact, financial or property values and that type of thing, your main goal was always just improve quality of life for your, in our case, our city and our residents here. So it's just a different type of goal. So, but you do manage large groups of trees anywhere from the whole city, could be on public land, private land, all the way down to it, to an individual tree. So sometimes that's one thing I really loved about the urban forestry aspect is sometimes the focus is just on one tree and you get to deal with that. It's not just growing maybe a crop, you know, so to speak, in a traditional forestry setting.
Okay.
There's so many different trees too. It's not like you look, oh, here's this tree again.
Exactly.
Same thing happening. It's all kind of different things can happen, different trees, different situations and
It's always a new experience just about every day. Yeah.
No, that's what makes the job fun.
Now, I remember back when Clark was hired in June of 88, the big focus the next couple of years was a tree inventory for the city.
That's right.
But back then, it was primarily on public land, right-of-ways, parks, whatever. And it took several years to get it done, and actually they brought in interns in the summer to help with the counts. And do you still mess with that inventory at all, or is that pretty much gone by the wayside?
Well, the original inventory, I did know a little bit about that. Of course, that was before my time, but it was pre-computer days, really, for where they were just mainstream.
Yeah.
Right, and so trying to manage a database of trees, it's virtually impossible on a large scale just by hand. Well, Clark was by himself for the most part. But we have redid our inventory just a couple of years ago using interns, same method. But so we have a list now. But now with the with the technology we have now, it self-updates. So as we go through once every 5 years to check and assess the tree, the contractor's part of it is responsible for updating that inventory on as we go. So none of our information is more than 5 years old.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's cool. I like that. I know a little bit about it from before, but your part of your job is go out and assess trees that might or might not be hazardous.
It is. That's a major
and,
part, right?
Now, what Chick Williams told me many years ago, that if a tree is determined hazardous, it's coming down, that he'd find the money somewhere. He wasn't going to be liable. So,
yeah, so yep.
You got a little responsibility there in making
Absolutely.
Those determinations. Because some people don't want that tree taken down no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and tree ordinances help protect, people. So property and main, but really the people here. And that's what those are really geared for. And no matter what our emotional value is on the tree, once it gets to a certain point, we have to move forward for the public mm-hmm. safety.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason the Tree Commission was established is right across from Winthrop going on the Oakland to Cherry Road, I guess it'd be north. There were some big oak trees right there under those transmission lines, and they were in sad shape. Right. And every time city council talked about taking them down, they'd have 300 people show up at a council meeting raising canes, and never would vote to do it. So when they started the Tree Commission, that was our first thing to look at, were those trees, because Duke wanted to take them down and plant something else. And Hugo hit in September. And it didn't even blow them down because there wasn't enough leaves on them to blow them down. They were in that bad of shape. So after the Tree Commission voted and went to council and recommended taking them down, they took them down and nobody said a word. So, yeah, I guess it's just the way you do things and the procedures you get. Anyway, one thing real quick before we go to break again. Something was started way back and that you're still doing today is the Memorial Tree Program.
That's right.
Now, it used to be you could write a check for $50 or whatever it was.
It's 25 still.
It's 25 still. And the city would match it and buy trees and plant around. It seems lately you've been planting them all over the place, school district property, city property, wherever you can find the location.
It's public property is basically our what we have to put them on. So yeah. it could be on Winthrop or your technical college or – could be on a school or a park. Yeah.
And you do them once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year. Because mm-hmm. they used to try to do specific parks, but I think the parks got full, so they had to kind of scramble a little bit. But it's a great program. I know Councilman Kevin Sutton sent one in on when my dad passed away in the car wreck back in 2006. And yeah, I still got the certificate, so it's kind of special, you know. So, but anyway, I'm kind of leaving David out of this discussion,
I'm
going to have to do better. But there's the music, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. First of all, thank you for your business. Because of the current health crisis, the swimming season is already in full swing, and we're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting the amount of customers in the store at one time. We're also offering curbside service, or you can call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. For over 40 summers, our family has been serving your family, and in 2020, we'll be working harder than ever to continue as your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Like I said earlier when we started, we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on RHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Okay, we're talking to our special guest today, Mr. Matt Clinton, the city forester for the city of Rock Hill. And Mr. Rector's been sitting over here very patiently.
I've been resting. I told both of them, I've been talking so much all week, it's kind of nice just to sit here and listen.
So I kind of dominated
I'm saving up for today. I got to hit work pretty hard here in a little bit. So,
but anyway, we're going to go on with talking about trees. Now, one thing that's been really in the spotlight for us on the nursery side the last few years is proper planting practices. Mm. Doesn't seem like anybody does that anymore. And I know City of Charlotte's got some pretty strict guidelines in, and I'm sometimes wonder if the people doing the enforcing even know what they're talking about. But it is an issue that you plant them too deep or leave the strapping on them or the burlap on them, and that's not a good thing. And
yeah, it seems like a simple thing, but it really can be.
I know Paul lives up at TGK, and they planted some street trees up there, and he watched them, and they left strapping, basket, everything on them. So he went out there and asked them what they're doing. He said, well, when it dies, it'd be easier to get out of the ground. And that's kind of an interesting way to look at it. You're planting it knowing you're going to have to replace it, but we found that if you – well, you should dig the hole about three times as wide, but nobody's going to do that. They get tired before they get that wide.
Right,
so we get twice as wide, we're tickled to death. You don't need to dig it too deep, and this is where Paul and I disagree, because we found if you dig it very deep and fill it in, the thing will sink on you. If you're not careful, it'll end up too deep, and you got a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I buy all this root flare mess they were pushing a few years ago, or the central leaders, because some trees just don't put a central leader on, and some of them don't put root flares on.
Trees are very different. Yeah. You're right. It's difficult to write one spec to cover all things.
That was my argument with them, but we don't lose very many trees. If we do, there's usually something wrong with them when we get them. The big thing for us, I don't think you need to pile mulch 3 feet up on the stems. And
right.
I know at housing authority over there on Heckle would do it, and I get phone calls at the office, why is the city doing that? I said, well, that's really not the city. But you can't stop them. So. But it's, I don't know, it seems... Let me touch on this, because you and I hadn't even talked about this lately. For street trees and parking lot trees, mm-hmm. Is there any particular variety you're recommending now?
Well, there actually is a recommended list from the Tree Commission.
Have y'all updated that list lately?
It has been updated. It's not been published yet, but I can definitely share that recently updated list, and we're going to get it, there's a publication we put out, and we're going to get it printed and put in that publication.
Okay.
It just haven't printed yet. But, yeah, just contact me.
Because that original list was done in 92. Clark, Tim, Gillette at City of TGK, and myself did it, and they never changed.
Well, some of the varieties they really thought would do well just didn't perform quite as good in Rock Hill in our heat and humidity as they thought it would.
I guess old Bradford fell off the list.
Yes, Bradford's not on the list. That's correct.
Well, I think the problem was it's the compaction of the soil where mm-hmm. they're going in a lot of places more so than the variety. And Bradford's a good tree, I'm sorry. I'm
it does. It, with just, you it just gets a little top heavy. You got to do some maintenance on it.
It's not the tree's fault. It's the way we proved them when they were little.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it now. And they don't have a very long lifespan. Anything that grows that fast is only about 20 years.
Right.
The mm-hmm. oldest ones I ever saw were up in that park off Tryon Street off 77, and they were 30 years. But they went in every year and pruned them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And did selective pruning.
A lot of maintenance on it.
They do a lot of cross branching and things like that, which aren't good. And cutting that central leader to get a big head on a small tree was just a mistake. But that's what everybody wanted, and that's what they got. And they were inexpensive.
Well, the other big thing is that they've been found to be invasive. So that's their offspring. Right now you can see their white flowers just kind of all in the natural areas. You can see the trees blooming out there.
Yeah. That's not entirely true, I don't think, though, because it's not the Bradford that you're seeing. It's the Calgary pear that was the rootstock that the Bradford
Steve,
was grafted to.
You can't treat guests like that,
now,
Steve.
I can.
Right.
I helped train him.
It doesn't come up as a true Bradford pear.
It's the Calgary pear.
That's right, but it's still putting a thorny.
And it's got a big thorn that'll eat you slap up.
Yeah.
Pop tires, too.
And there were a lot of different types of pears came out going to revolutionize the world and didn't. But anyway, there's the music, so we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to finish up this week's edition, and we're talking to our special guest, Mr. Matt Clinton, city forester with the city of Rock Hill. And as we went off there, we were arguing about Bradford pears, but we were not going to get back into that. I will say one thing on the Bradfords. Back in the day, you had the Bradford, then you had the Cowrie Grieve was a wild rootstock they used for it, and that's the one that has the thorns.
That's right.
If it's got thorns and all like that, generally the Bradford part died and the rootstock grew, and it's not the same thing. But you're right, that Calgary part, it can be very invasive. I mean, I've seen whole pastures full of this it's kind of, there was a Capitol pear and a White House pear. White House, a real pretty little dwarf one. But then the Aristocrat came out, and that was supposed to revolutionize the industry, and that fire blight just ate it for lunch. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, we quit because we were spending more on chemicals spraying them than we were selling them for. So, and kind of killed off the Bradford thing. But I still think part of the problem we're seeing with Leyland cypress right now is a lot of them are getting towards the end of their lifespan.
They are.
You know, 20 to 30 years is maximum on anything that grows that fast.
Especially when they're planted more as a hedge where they're a little too close together. That's right.
we're doing them 10 feet, and everybody, they're all over town at 3 feet, and you can't cut the top side of them here. I know they say over in Europe they do, but in this 90 degree and red clay, that just doesn't seem conducive here. We've tried it and didn't work too well. But it is a fast growing tree, and it served its purpose. But like I say, there are a lot of 20 and 30 year old ones around now, and I think they're declining. And it's just like us. We get under stress, and guess what? We get sick. So anything you want to add, Mr. Rector, since you've been so quiet?
No, I've been a little quiet, but I talk to a lot of people about trees, and since I'm a grass man, you know, trees and grass don't necessarily go together, so I don't never promote cutting tree down, but I just try to educate people on where to plant grass, and it's hard to have grass up under the canopy, so just do you a nice little mulch bed and come out. And grass needs sun, unfortunately. I mean, at least 4 hours of sun. So, you know, that can change during the time of year. But I think a lot of people try to put grass right up on a tree, and it doesn't work. So, here we are at the end.
There's the end of the thing. We'll see you next week on the Gardener's Bench.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.